Peace to you from God, our Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Our reading is from John 19, 1-3. So then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and they struck him with their hands. Lord, please use these words to bless us with rescue and liberty. Amen. Please be seated. Dear students, faculty, and staff, war is a terrible thing. Anyone watching the news has become all too familiar with war that has been going on in Ukraine. War causes so much heartache from the loss and also hatred of enemy. It brings death and so much destruction. And many innocent people are now maimed or have died. I certainly pray daily, as I hope you do as well, that this war will soon end. There will be peace between these nations that are now at war. There is also a spiritual war going on in our lives, in our world. And war, physical war, is a sign of that, I suppose. But our sinful natures are living in rebellion against God. We know the heartache of the power of the forces of evil and how they affect our lives. And we know that we're in a fight that will end in our death. But God has compassion on us. He sent his son into the battle for us. Jesus fought a war for us. There's really five short points that I'd like to make in that regard. And first of all, that war is brutal. The Roman soldiers treated the Jewish people with brutality. It isn't any wonder that they often, at least several times, tried to rebel against the Romans. They hated the Romans. And the Romans hated the Jews just as much. And they looked for ways to harm or humiliate them. What a chance they had when Governor Pilate handed Jesus, the King of the Jews, over to the soldiers. They used a whip, many strands that cut into Jesus' back. Every time they used that whip, they were taking out their anger on Jesus. Due to our sin, our holy God is also filled with righteous anger against us. We deserve to be punished for our sins, not only now, but forever. But God, again, took out his anger on his Son. Isaiah wrote, "We thought it was because of God that he was stricken, smitten, and afflicted, but it was because of our rebellion that he was pierced. He was crushed for the guilt our sins deserved." War is brutal. And secondly, war is a curse. They put a crown of thorns, well, took some sort of plant that had thorns in it and pounded it into Jesus' head. Thorns, recall where that first was, a little bit from what we had as our song today, in Adam and Eve's garden. After they had sinned, God cursed the ground with thorns. And that curse, in a sense, has spread in all kinds of things that have affected our lives with pain and trouble. The thorns on Jesus' head were, in a sense, a sign that he was taking upon himself the curse of God for sin. The Bible states, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.'" The third point is that war needs strategy in order to win. Pontius Pilate had a plan. He knew that Jesus was innocent. And so he did everything he could in his plan to set him free. He tried to switch out Barabbas, but that didn't work. And then We find out in Luke that one of the reasons he had Jesus whipped and beaten was so that people would take pity on Jesus and look at him and say, oh, he's already taking this whipping, which is almost leading to death in itself. Or he would bring him out and have Jesus stand there, and he would look so helpless. Perhaps they would take pity and say, we don't need to see him dead. He's no harm to Rome, and he's no harm to the Jews. But Pilate's plan failed, and the crowd still yelled for Jesus' death. God also had a plan, a strategy against the powers of evil that Jesus had come to make war against. He knew that the wages of sin is death, now and forever. God's justice would not be satisfied until his son suffered and died. As Isaiah wrote, it was the Lord's will to crush him and to allow him to suffer. God's plan in war. Wars, fourthly, also have parades. Sometimes the soldiers can get all ready to go to battle, and they sort of march out of town, and everyone's cheering and sending them on. Sometimes they come back in victory, and again, people welcome them back. The Roman soldiers showed their power, they thought anyway, over Jesus by beating him repeatedly. Then they brought out that purple robe and put it on him, and they displayed him in front of the people that were there with Pilate, thinking, look at the power we have over this king of the Jews. Unbeknown to them, it was God's plan to also have his son be an object of scorn. And it wasn't just in front of Pilate and the mob there. It would be as they marched him through the streets as he carried his cross out of town and then was nailed to that cross in shame. We deserve that pain, that scorn for our sins. Jesus took it in our place. Fifth, every war, including in Ukraine, there are heroes. There are people who are fighting bravely, and they are enduring the horrors of war bravely instead of running away from it. They risk death to defend their country and to rescue others who are in need of their help. God also sent his son into fighting the worst fighting imaginable. And it wasn't just from the Romans or the Jews. God himself deserted his son to the powers of hell as he hung on the cross until his death. Jesus willingly became this sacrifice to win the full forgiveness of sins. Through his death, peace with God has been restored between him and us. Through faith in Christ's atoning work, we have gone from being enemies of God to being his own dear children. Rather than fearing the anger of God, we are now confident in Christ of God's love. And rather than face eternity away from God, we are certain that in Christ, nothing will separate us from our loving God. Jesus rose from the death as proof of our victory. And in the resurrection, we who believe in Jesus will join him as if we are heroes forever. War is a terrible thing, but sometimes there are people that have to stand up in order to stop the advance, the forces of evil. Martin Luther described that in a hymn verse. Stood we alone in our own might, our striving would be losing. For us the one true man doth fight, the man of God's own choosing. Who is this chosen one? It's Jesus Christ the Son. The Lord of hosts is he who wins the victory in every field of battle. Amen.